Last week, Maricopa County and the Arizona Senate came to an agreement over handing over routers for the so-called audit to a third party, former Arizona Congressman John Shattuck. The Senate has claimed it cannot complete its process, which is approaching month six, without access to those routers. The county has claimed they are not necessary. County Supervisor Bill Gates is with us for a few minutes to discuss the latest decision by the board and what he's expecting when Senate Republicans release the initial report this week. Supervisor Gates, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So were the supervisors in some form or fashion backed into a corner on this one?
I mean, we were in a tough spot. There's no question about that. Basically, we had three options. We'd received a report from the Arizona Attorney General that said that if we didn't turn over the routers by September 27th, that we would lose almost $700 million in state shared revenues. That would have been catastrophic to our operations. We would have basically had to shut down. So that was option number one, was turn over the routers. Now, if we turn over the routers, then we would have exposed sensitive information, and we would have also, in that situation, had county operations crippled without those routers, and it would have cost millions to assemble a new network. So we had that option, and then the final option was to go to court. Going to court over this was very risky, would have cost a lot of taxpayer money, and certainly no guarantee that we would have been successful. So given all of this, we decided that we had to try and settle this. So knowing that there was a subpoena out here that had been acknowledged by the courts, how could we get the Senate and the Cyber Ninjas the information they needed without turning over sensitive information and basically providing a blueprint to hackers on how to get into our system?
Now, you no doubt have seen Sheriff Penzone's statement, but for our listeners who haven't heard it, part of it says that leadership means doing what is right, even when it is difficult. This compromise does not represent a healthy outcome. End quote. This has been a bipartisan effort by the county in many ways of holding strong against the Senate and against the audit and things that some of you were offended by, frankly, and just didn't seem like they were in the letter to the letter of the law. What do you make of what Sheriff Penzone said?
Well, I understand that Sheriff Penzone feels very passionately about this. He's opposed to the audit, just like we are. But the reality is that Sheriff Penzone operates the Sheriff's Department with state shared revenues, along with other revenues. So I'm not sure how he could have continued his operations if we would have lost $700 million. This was about the Board of Supervisors saying, how do we keep this county operating? That's first and foremost. We do so much within the county, including operating the sheriff's office. So we had to make a decision that was realistic and reasonable given the situation that we were in. And so that's why we worked out this settlement. He has expressed in the media that he was very concerned about sensitive information getting out there about undercover law enforcement operations. Because of the agreement we reached, that information is never going to get into the hands of the Cyber Ninjas. And I want to make sure that everyone understands who's listening. The Cyber Ninjas will not get their hands on the routers because of the agreement that we worked out with the state Senate.
As we mentioned in the introduction, the impartial third party is former Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, who has a great record in Washington, but also was at an early Stop the Steal press conference with some folks like Kelly Ward. How was he seen as an impartial third party? Do you still have concern about that Stop the Steal press conference, anything like that?
So I don't think that's fair to call it a Stop the Steal press conference. It was a press conference held the day after the election. John Shattuck is a Republican. But, you know, if he was at events months later after this had worked through the courts, I would see it differently. Congressman Shattuck is a third party that everyone was able to agree upon. I mean, we could put forward any name we wanted to at the Board of Supervisors, but for this agreement to work, we needed a name that everyone could agree upon. And just so that everyone understands, he's the special master, but he's getting the answers to these questions from the IT experts. So if people have questions about the IT experts, once they're identified, that's fine. We can have that discussion. But I believe that as a member of the bar, remember that before John Shattuck was a member of Congress, he was a lawyer. He worked for the Arizona Attorney General's office. I believe that he can appropriately serve in this role.
Supervisor Gates, we just have a few seconds left, but Any expectations for what we'll see on Friday? Will you be paying attention? Will you try to turn your radio off and your internet off so you don't have to hear about it?
No, I will be paying attention. You know, we'll be learning about the audit report at the same time as everyone else, and I'm going to read it very carefully. And if there are suggestions in there that can help us to improve our elections at Maricopa County, I'm happy to move forward with those. But I am skeptical, I have to admit, because again, this audit is being run by known partisans that have already made their mind up and believe that Donald Trump had the election stolen from him in November of 2020. And I hope that when people read that report, they do keep that in mind.
Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates. Supervisor Gates, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thanks so much.